Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. Glad to be your host. Kim, today I'm going to share something by Edgar A. Guest called Equipment. So do you have something planned?
One thing I know I'm going to talk about is Tri-State Livestock News. Ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance breeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It all comes in one neat little package called Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
Edgar A. Guest, called Equipment. Figure it out for yourself, my lad. You've all that the greatest of men have had. Two arms, two hands, two legs, two eyes, and a brain to use if you would be wise. With this equipment, they all began. So, start for the top and say, I can. Look them over, the wise and great. They take their food from a common plate, and similar knives and forks they use. With similar laces they tie their shoes. The world considers them brave and smart, but you've all they had when they made their start. You can triumph and come to skill. You can be great if you only will. You're well equipped for what fight you choose. You have legs and arms and a brain to use. And the man who has risen great deeds to do began his life with no more than you. You are the handicap you must face. You are the one who must choose your place. You must say where you want to go, how much you will study the truth to know. God has equipped you for life, but he lets you decide what you want to be. Courage must come from the soul within. The man must furnish the will to win. So, figure it out for yourself, my lad. You were born with all that the great have had. With your equipment, they all began. Get a hold of yourself and say, I can. From Edgar Guest on The Good Stuff.
Very good. Shirley Schumann from Crookston, Nebraska, sent something titled, So You Think You Know Everything.
I do not know everything.
All right. Now, one thing I did find is some of the things in here are not accurate. So if you hear something that you think is not accurate, send us an email. We'd love to hear it. A dime has 118 ridges around the edge. I've heard that before. I think that's pretty legitimate.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Yeah, a cat has 32 muscles in each ear. Each ear. Isn't that weird?
Well, yeah, because they can kind of twitch them around all kinds of directions.
Yeah, and this I knew. A crocodile cannot stick its tongue out.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's valuable information, but it's true.
But
yeah.
It can't
yeah.
You. Okay.
A dragonfly has a lifespan of 24 hours.
I don't doubt that because I know that a lot of insects have very short lifespan.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. And also, I thought this was really interesting. The piece that Shirley sent said, and this, of course, was something prepared that she just shared, some interesting trivia, but it said a goldfish has a memory span of 3 seconds. And I thought, really? And so I looked it up. And actually, a goldfish has a memory span of months, even years.
Wow, really?
Yeah, isn't that odd?
I have a memory span of 3 seconds sometimes.
Yeah, me too. But apparently, goldfish are smarter than us. And a jiffy is an actual unit of time for 1/100th of a second.
I knew that jiffy was actually a term that was used.
Yeah, was measurable, had been measured, has a way of measuring. A shark is the only fish that can blink with both eyes. I thought that was odd. And a snail can sleep for 3 years.
I know people like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teenagers.
I don't know how exactly it'd be interesting to see how they came up with this stuff. Al Capone's business card said he was a used furniture dealer.
I knew that because I kind of like history stuff.
Yep, exactly. And I know other people know it too, but that is a real one. Al Capone's business card. And almonds are a member of the peach family. Did you see that one coming?
No, I did not.
No.
I thought they were a nut.
They are a nut, but they're part of the peach family. I suppose a
how
peach pit,
work?
It's to do with the pits are the, I don't know. I'd have to do research.
Further
research. Maybe it's not accurate.
You better check that out.
Yeah.
Let us
I
know
better.
On another edition coming up here.
Okay, that sounds good.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, you know how to do it. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'd be glad to hear from you. Even if you just send us a little email and say you enjoy The Good Stuff program, we like hearing from the listeners out there on great radio stations like Brookings, South Dakota's KBRK 1430 AM. Keep listening for The Good Stuff.